What's the new what? It's Day to Day's series from Youth Radio. These are pieces about life and living. This one is set in the South, in Atlanta, Georgia, which is hip again as a place to be young. And that's big for a city that has always bragged more about its suburbs. Alex Black brings us the story of what this means for teen social lives.
What's the new what? Inner city's the new in crowd. And I know that sounds obvious, but not in Atlanta. Here it's finally cool to live downtown. You want proof? I called out to the suburbs to talk to my friend Maddie Davis.
Yeah, I'd say that the suburbs are definitely less cool now that downtown is more cool.
And I didn't even tell her to say that. You know, people used to make fun of kids like me growing up close to the inner city. It was considered dangerous, not cool like the suburbs where all the malls were. The hip spot was Buckhead, which is miles from the city center. All right, now, fellas. Andre 3000 is a perfect example of ice-cold suburban cool in Atlanta. Known for his preppy outfits, he went to middle school in the suburbs before moving to a more urban area, and that's when he became part of the duo Outkast. I wonder if Andre and his partner Big Boy felt like I did in high school, an outcast living in the inner city. If you want to know how all this happened, the 96 Olympics marked the beginning of the shift to downtown's popularity. And now, suburbanites are not only willing to visit the inner city, but actually to live there. With new downtown developments, they can have the best of both worlds.
When you go in town, you know, you're closer to people, there's, you know, more sense of social connections.
That's my friend Jesse Budlong. He's the perfect example of the growing coolness of the inner city. He moved in town with his family from the suburbs when he was in high school.
My neighborhood, it was developed as the new mixed-use, you know, live, work, play lifestyle center.
Jesse lives in essentially an outdoor mall complex in downtown Atlanta, part of a growing trend of developments bringing suburban style into the inner city. This lifestyle center is nothing like the sprawling area where Jesse lived before. He attended one of the biggest high schools in Georgia, built to accommodate 1970s suburban growth and popularity. In a sign of the times, moving in town just may have made Jesse cooler. I called up Sakura Stevens, one of his old friends from the suburbs.
Before Jesse moved to the city, I would say that he was not the most popular person I've ever met in my life. He just became, like, really, like, urban. The way he dressed, like, everything was different. He was just more laid back and relaxed.
I get a little wistful for the familiar neighborhoods I grew up with. The quirky old architecture is being replaced by developments that are almost urban Disney. But it's nice to finally see a downtown Atlanta that's vibrant instead of deserted. And I love the fact that suburban teens who might have teased me years ago are probably now wishing they were inner city teens. Atlanta's new in-crowd.
Youth Radio's Alex Black with this week's What's the New What? And we've got a video link for What's the New What? At our website, npr.org. Bags like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters rolling. And parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Now the party don't start till I walk in. And I usually don't leave until the thing is. But in the meantime, in between time, you work your thing, I work mine. I've been putting it down here since 83, since the Lake Show MD rivalry. When Frozen Pad.